Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Russia has again struck the northeastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, this time during the day, after attacks overnight. Officials say four guided bombs hit central areas, killing a woman and injuring at least 19 other people. One of the places hit was a children's railway. President Zelensky has called the strikes on civilians pure terrorism.
We are currently helping people in Kharkiv who have been injured by Russian bombs. It was a brutal strike on the city right in the middle of the day. And in fact, they have been hitting our city of Kharkiv all day long. Dozens of people have been injured over the past day. Unfortunately, there are some dead.
The spectacular fallout between Donald Trump and his former advisor and friend Elon Musk has continued. President Trump told NBC News Mr. Musk will suffer very serious consequences if he funds Democratic candidates to run against Republicans who support the president's sweeping budget bill. Mr. Musk criticized the proposed bill since leaving the Trump administration. The multi-millionaire British businessman Zia Yusuf, who resigned as chairman of Reform UK on Thursday, has said he made a mistake and is rejoining the right-wing populist party. He said he'll lead what he called its Doge team, modelled on the Department of Government Efficiency set up in the US by President Trump. Reform UK's leader, Nigel Farage, told the BBC he was delighted about Mr. Yusuf's change of heart.
He knew he'd made a terrible mistake. This guy, 11 months ago, gave up his career, gave up income. He hasn't charged the party any money. We haven't paid his expenses. He's done all of it out of love. He's done all of it because he believes in reform. He believes this country needs to be turned around. And he also, to be fair, believes in me as well. He knew the next morning that what he'd done was a mistake. He's corrected it in record short time.
There's been a second day of clashes in Los Angeles between residents of a predominantly Latino district and border immigration officers trying to implement President Trump's policy to deport unauthorized migrants. The ICE agents used tear gas, flashbangs and batons to disperse the protesters in the suburb of Paramount. Rachel Aranga, who covers immigration for the Los Angeles Times, is near to where the most recent clashes are taking place.
The community here is a largely Latino community. Many of them are immigrants, and a lot of them just came out here upset with what they saw over on social media. What advocates say is that a lot of these people have been in the country for several years and have been working here. Federal officials says in some cases there are criminal arrest warrants for some of the places that have been raided.
The White House border policy chief, Tom Homan, has gone to Los Angeles to personally supervise the operation. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Bulgarian officials say they've rescued 75 residents from two illegal care homes where they were allegedly subjected to brutal mistreatment. They said the victims were beaten, bound and sedated with doors and windows locked. Justice Minister Georgi Georgiev described the facilities in the eastern village of Yagoda as houses of horrors. Bulgaria has a shortage of good care homes for older people. The renowned British scientist and broadcaster David Attenborough says he's appalled by the damage caused to the ocean floor by the fishing industry's use of what's known as bottom trawling. He said dragging large nets and chains along the seafloor to catch marine life was environmentally harmful. He said if anything like it took place on land, everybody would be outraged.
If this film does anything, if it just shifts public awareness, it'll be very, very important. And I can only hope that people who see it will recognise that something must be done before we destroy this great treasure.
Sir David was talking to Prince William ahead of the UN Oceans Conference starting in France on Monday. The online influencer and self-declared misogynist Andrew Tate has been fined and suspended from driving after being caught doing nearly four times the speed limit in Romania. Officials say the British-American national was driving nearly 200 kilometres an hour in a village, despite a 50 kilometre an hour limit. Mr. Tate and his brother Tristan face charges including rape and human trafficking in Romania, as well as separate allegations in Britain and the United States. They deny all those accusations. The American tennis player Coco Gauff has won the French Open after beating Aryna Sabalenka in Paris. Both players battled windy conditions before world number one Sabalenka won a marathon 77-minute first set. But Gauff then took the next two to win her first French Open title on the clay of Roland Garros. BBC News.